Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash, perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill, pets shed, and accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
Alec Murda, love him or hate him, think he's innocent or guilty, he still deserves a fair trial. And maybe he did get a fair trial. That's one of the questions that's being asked right now. Attorneys for Alec Murda now requesting that the South Carolina Supreme Court take a look at the accusations against Becky Hill and possibly look at doing a retrial. And they're also asking for Judge Clifton Newman to be removed from the Alec Murda cases. Here to discuss that, Bob Motta, defense attorney, host of the Defense Diaries podcast. I don't think there's anybody that can truly say they are a fan of Alec Murda. But at the same point, we're fans of justice. We're fans of playing by the rules and doing what is entitled and doing what you're supposed to be doing in your roles. Let's start by talking about Judge Clifton Newman before we get into the accusations of jury tampering. Obviously, after this case wrapped up, he made many appearances on TV. He expressed his disdain for Alec Murda, as many of us have. But again, he's the judge, very much showing, he thinks Alec Murda is not that nice of a person, and that's putting it nicely. But he's still presiding. He's still set to preside over the Gloria Satterfield trial and any other hearings and trials that are to pertain with Alec Murda. Is this an impartial judge at this point? Is this something that he should have been doing, going out and making these comments on the Today Show and wherever else he went?
Well, I mean,
where does that put him?
Puts him in a spot. It's less that, judges are prone to do that occasionally, especially in a case like that where it's so high profile. But I think the bigger issue for Judge Newman, who I really respect as a judge, he's a heck of a judge. I thought he handled that trial beautifully, had control over it the whole time. You know, because cases like that can turn into circuses.
Sure.
Like we just talked about one that's a circus. You know, so that shows you how important the role of the judge is to maintain decorum, you know, not just during the trial, but leading up to trial, you know. So him kind of going out and making public statements, even, you know, in his sentencing, he made it very clear that, you know, he believed that the jury made the right decision and that the evidence pointed strongly to his guilt. You know, so, I mean, he's clearly laid out the fact that he thinks that Murdoch did this. I don't think that means that he couldn't be impartial in terms of hearing the matter. My personal opinion is that he should recuse himself, but not for that. I think that he needs to recuse himself. And in that case, actually, they've also filed a writ of mandamus over there, too, seeking to have him removed because he's potentially a witness.
Yeah.
And that, he's a witness to what went on with Becky Hill, you know? So I think that's ultimately what is going to be the decision on whether or not to pull him from the case, not so much the impartiality or the bias, because bias is really hard to prove, you know, and it's always going to be the default position to assume that the judge can remain objective and impartial because that's his job. You know, no matter what he may have said publicly or on the record.
Sure. And when we're talking about him being a possible witness, if there is that hearing that explores what exactly went on with these allegations of possible jury tampering with Becky Hill, that does make a lot of sense. Let's go down that road for a moment, though, in the relationship that is there between a judge and his clerk of courts. Let's say that Becky Hill did do these things. And innocent till proven guilty in any of this. These are just the allegations. But let's say that this actually did take place. What are the odds that Judge Clifton Newman knew about any of these things going on? Or was, if this did happen, just kind of the work of someone who's kind of, for lack of a better term, a chatty Cathy that just, you know, going to say things here and there. And it turned out there's a hell of a lot of consequences.
Yeah, I think the odds that he knew, was aware of it, and let it go unchecked are slim and none. I don't think that he was privy to what was going on in that sense. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't think that's what he'd be testifying to. I think he'd have to be testifying to observations that he may have made with respect to her, you know, contact with the jury and how often it was happening and, you know, just what he observed, like as an observer, not necessarily throwing him under the bus and saying, okay, well, we think you were allowing this to happen on your watch. I don't think that's going to be the case, but I think that he may have relevant information that would require him to become a witness in the matter. So from that perspective, I think the safe bet, and frankly, if I was him, I wouldn't adamantly be trying to stay on it. I'd say, well, yeah, you know, I mean, if I've got to be a judge, then fine, let somebody else conduct the hearing. You know, because again, at the end of the day, like you said, I mean, got to have a fair trial, you know, and if somehow Becky Hill was able to sway this jury, which is yet to be determined, you know, I mean, that's what we got to have the hearing, you know, and then it'll be determined. And if they were, and the court finds that happened, then Alex Murdoch's going to get a new trial, you know, and we'll have to sit through that whole thing again.
I was very surprised by some of the responses this week to the prosecution coming out and denying all of it, which is to be expected. I wasn't going to expect Becky Hill to raise her hand and be like, yep, I did it. It's exactly what we're expecting to hear. I was surprised by many people going, well, is that it then? Is it over and done because she said she didn't do it? Of course not. There's two sides to this story. And they're going to paint each side to be as strong as they possibly can. But when you look at some of the statements from the prosecution, which I do think did a good job, I think Judge Clifton Newman's a great judge. I think Creighton Waters was a good attorney. But I do have some issue where some of the bolder statements that have been made saying, everyone we've talked to said that this did not happen. You didn't talk to everyone. You have not talked to all of the jurors. There's still, I believe, two in an alternate that have declined to talk or have already made their statement. I mean, the attorneys for Alec Murdaugh, the fact that they even filed this, they wouldn't just do that for the hell of it, or if they were making something up. There has to be something there. There are serious consequences if they were to just pull this out of their butt and say, so there's got to be something to it. But yeah, I guess, because what is that?
Exactly. And that's why you have the hearing. That's what due process is all about. It's exactly what didn't happen in the Allen case is what you need to see happen here. There's got to be a full hearing. Could be exactly what you said. She's just a chatty Cathy. You know, she just made some off-color remarks in terms of, you know, oh, well, you know, I wouldn't trust anything that guy says on the stand. You know, but it's like, did that end up changing what their verdict was going to be, which will ultimately be the question? Probably not. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, they're sitting there watching it, but maybe.
But how do you prove that? I mean, that's the question of how do you prove that that did it? Because like you can't.
And I think that we talked about that aspect of it a while back when we kind of first caught wind of this. But, you know, like you would have to be able to transport back in time, like back to the future style, to go back into your mind, like at the moment that it happened and prior to see if whether or not it actually affected your judgment on the case. You know what I'm saying? It's like trying to figure out now, you know, when they've already declared him guilty, you know, they all went back and they briefly deliberated and came back and found him guilty, which, you know, I mean, I think we all expected it.
Yeah.
You know, you know, they had that thing where, you know, the crimes that he committed against his own clients, just people that were destitute and with catastrophic injuries and he's stealing all their money. You know, if somebody's on the fence, they're going to lean guilty just by way of hearing all that, because they're like, all right, well, this guy's a scumbag either way. And, you know, like, even though I don't know if they completely and totally convinced me that he did it, it's close enough. Mm-hmm. And because he did all that other stuff, I'm just telling you how real human beings and jurors think, you know. So, you know, like, he's going down. But yeah, like you said, it's like incredibly hard to prove. And I'm talking about even from the juror's perspective, like even if you're to put them on the stand in the courts to inquire, well, did what she say to you affect your opinion in the case? And like, how do you honestly answer it?
And
you, like, you don't, you can't really know. I mean, she's definitely a person of authority.
Yeah.
You know, and she's walking back there. She's the only one talking. They don't know, you know, they have no idea if she's allowed to be talking to him about the case. Yeah. I mean, even though that Newman says it every time they leave the courthouse every night, you know, and every morning when they come in, did you talk to anybody about the case? Did anybody talk to you about the case? You know, maybe they thought she didn't count because she was the go-between the court and the jury.
So
you know, she really was.
If this goes to the evidentiary hearing and like most of the jurors, except for one or two, say she never said any of this, at least not to me. But you have one or two that raise their hand and say, yeah, she did. She did to me. Is that enough right there to say, you get a new trial? Just, I mean, we don't know if it affected your decision or not, but the fact that we're even questioning it, should that then lead to a new trial for Alec Murdaugh?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think so, but it might, you know, I mean, if they think it's just there's so much at play with that decision.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a highly political decision because it's not just as simple as, oh, we have to go do retry the case. It costs a fortune to try a case like that.
Yeah.
A fortune. I mean, there's just a lot at play. And, you know, if even if the jurors can't answer the question definitively, the court within their discretion can say, well, you know, we listened to what they said. And, you know, we asked some probing questions or some probing questions were asked, and we feel pretty confident that they would have arrived at the same verdict, mm-hmm. notwithstanding Ms. Hill saying any of those things to him, then they're going to deny it. You know, I mean, if they feel like, you know, cause you're going to have the issue with the egg lady, you know, the egg lady where Newman, like basically he voir-dired her, you know, in open court, asking her about certain things, asking her specifically on the record alone, you know, just interviewing her alone, whether or not, you know, anybody had spoken to her. And she said no. And then comes this affidavit where she's saying, yeah, the clerk spoke to me and was talking about the case all the time, you know. So it'll be interesting, man. Like I tend to think it'll get denied, but I could be wrong. You know, it depends on what comes out at the hearing.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slip covers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at WashableSofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit WashableSofas.com today and save. That's WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink-in feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabay sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash, perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabay has you covered. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? Washablesofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right, sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out washablesofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Life's messy. We're talking spills, stains, pets, and kids. But with Anabay, you never have to stress about messes again. At washablesofas.com, discover Anabay sofas, the only fully machine washable sofas inside and out, starting at just $699. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, that means fewer stains and more peace of mind. Designed for real life, our sofas feature changeable fabric covers, allowing you to refresh your style anytime. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa effortlessly. Perfect for cozy apartments or spacious homes. Plus, they're earth-friendly and built to last. That's why over 200,000 happy customers have made the switch. Upgrade your space today. Visit washablesofas.com now and bring home a sofa made for life. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.